Hey there, stress warriors. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's little and sometimes big curveballs. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells because one wrong step could trigger a volcanic eruption of anger? You know that feeling when frustration boils over, leaving you red-faced and regretting every choice you made that day? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Anger and frustration are practically built into the human experience. But here's the cool part. We have this incredible superpower called deep breathing that can act like a superhero cape for our emotional well-being. That's right, folks. In today's 5-Minute Emergency Protocol episode, we're diving headfirst into the world of deep breathing techniques to help you tame that inner fire and emerge feeling calm, collected, and ready to conquer your day. Now, before we get started, let's be real for a second. Deep breathing isn't some magical cure-all. It's not about suppressing your feelings or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about giving yourself a moment of pause, a chance to reconnect with your body, and choose how you want to respond to those fiery emotions instead of reacting impulsively. Think of it as hitting the reset button on your emotional thermostat. So here are 5 key takeaways that will help you master this awesome superpower. First things first, find your calm zone. This means creating a space where you can breathe deeply without distractions. Whether it's your bedroom, a quiet corner in your office, or even just closing your eyes for a minute during your morning commute, having a designated calm-down spot can make all the difference. Next up, get acquainted with diaphragmatic breathing. This involves breathing deep into your belly, expanding your diaphragm like a balloon. You know that feeling when you take a big gulp of air before a marathon? That's it. Inhale deeply through your nose, letting your stomach rise, and exhale slowly through your mouth, feeling your belly deflate. Now, practice makes perfect. Like any new skill, deep breathing takes practice. Aim to incorporate it into your daily routine, even when you're not feeling stressed. Think of it like a mental warm-up for your emotional muscles. Fourthly, experiment with different techniques. There are tons of breathing exercises out there, from box breathing, inhaling for 4 counts, holding for 4, exhaling for 4, and holding again for 4 to alternate nostril breathing. Find what works best for you and feels most calming. And finally, be patient with yourself. It's okay if your mind wanders during a deep breathing session. Just gently guide your attention back to your breath and keep practicing. Remember, mastering this skill is a journey, not a destination. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in rush hour traffic, surrounded by honking horns and impatient drivers. Your heart starts racing, your fists clench involuntarily, and you feel that familiar surge of road rage bubbling up. This is where our deep breathing techniques come into play. Instead of letting anger take the wheel, you take a moment to shift gears. You find your calm zone. Maybe it's just a few seconds of silence in your car. Inhale deeply through your nose, feeling your belly expand like a balloon, and exhale slowly through your mouth, releasing all the tension. Repeat this a few times, focusing on the rhythm of your breath, and watch as those angry feelings begin to dissipate. You feel calmer, more centered, and even a little bit empowered. Deep breathing can be your secret weapon for navigating stressful situations with grace and ease. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you manage anger and frustration with deep breathing techniques. Find your calm zone, practice diaphragmatic breathing, make it a habit, experiment with different techniques, and be patient with yourself. Remember, stress is inevitable, but how we respond to it is entirely up to us. Deep breathing isn't just about calming down, it's about taking control of our emotions and becoming the master of our own well-being. Now go out there and breathe your way to a calmer, more fulfilling life. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little stress-busting magic. Until next time, keep breathing, keep thriving, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.